picked up on that when we were up at Camp Witchewog and I was up there with you guys.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, that's a different story, yeah.
Okay, Nick Nurevich said, yep, Mr. Weber.
Oh, well, and if Mr. Weber does it, then by golly, if Mr. Weber jumped off the swinging bridge, would you jump off too? Yes, no doubt. Larry, it is so wonderful always to have you on the phone with us and on the line, and we really appreciate it. And hey, I got to say, you know, Larry takes, during the course of the year, I don't think Larry's ever been gone more than four times. I would think that it would be stretching to say that Larry has ever even taken off three Fridays in a given calendar year. Larry is just available to us here at KUMD every single Friday like clockwork. Once in a while, he does flee to undisclosed locations. When he can get a cell phone signal, he calls in from the undisclosed locations. And sometimes it's a little bit further south of here. And then he'll tell us, I particularly like it in the spring because he will call from spring because it's almost like a time travel sort of thing. And he'll be, a few states down south, and he'll say, hey, this is what it's going to look like for us, coming up in the next month. And it's like he's making a phone call from the future. It's cool. Larry, we just wanted to let you know that we appreciate you, and we're going to let Mimu and Linda actually have now gotten sucked into your book, and they're no longer participating in the on-air part of the membership drive. So we're just going to let you go ahead and bring us Backyard Almanac this morning while they read your book.
Well, this time of year, there's kind of a two ways to look at it. There's a tremendous amount of things going on, virtually big changes every day, and I see something big change every day. But the other side of it is it's very hard to predict. Now, we are starting tomorrow the wonderful month of April, and that is an extremely hard month to predict. And a good example is those of us who can remember April of 2010, it was early ice out. I actually paddled on our lake by the 1st of April already, and it was very warm and no snow came. Well, then those of us who can remember April of 2013, that's just 4 years ago, it was quite the opposite. We had 51 inches of snow. And then April of 2014, we had a large amount of snow. We had about 25 inches of snow, which is really a lot for April. But it was the cold that persisted, and ice out didn't happen until well into May. So you see, it's very difficult to predict. So what I do in that book is I attempt to predict what's going to happen every day. And taking a look at it right now, you would see a number of changes, that of which I have been seeing this week. Now, this is amazing. You go back about the last 10 days. If you can bear with me here, I'm going to talk about what I've been noticing each about the last 10 days just with the world of birds. And there's, of course, a lot more happening than birds, but birds is what we usually think of. On the 22nd of March, I first heard the rough grouse drumming. I heard the first woodcock and saw it displaying on March 24. Wood duck was March 25. Sandhill cranes, March 25. Red-winged blackbird, which I was anticipating at a swamp near me, started arriving and singing on March 27. Robins arrived on 27 and started singing on the 28th. Flocks of tundra swans went over on the 29th. First juncos showed up in the yard yesterday on the 30th, and yesterday also I saw a turkey vulture. Now, all those are things that are progressing as we move towards spring. Well, there's something new all the time that's coming. There are a number of other kinds of sparrows. There's things like grackles. There's things like phoebe and first yellow-bellied sapsucker, great blue herons. All those things will be happening soon as well. Then there's more. The chipmunks started to show up in the yard on the 24th. I have been seeing tracks of raccoons and signs of skunk on a regular basis as well. I had even had one case of finding bear tracks, though I never saw the bear itself. Yesterday, on the 30th, it was clear. We had good sunlight, but it was a chilly wind. Well, it was in that good sunlight I saw a basking butterfly, the first butterfly of the season, a Milbert tortoiseshell, which is a kind of butterfly that hibernates as an adult. 2 days before that, I saw a small moth called the infant, which has just a beautiful name, the infant. It's a small moth that is very colorful, orangish-red underwings, and as it flies, those wings show up. I saw that on the 28th. That's also a sighting of every spring. Though not appreciated by everybody, the snow that has melted has shown a lot of dried grasses and so forth, and in those dried grasses, I see wolf spiders. I think this time of year may be the best time there is to see wolf spiders. They're out there all the time. They're usually active at night. But they stay active and alive throughout the winter under the snow. And now that when the snow melts, they start to show up. And if you're doing some walking around and seeing a spider running along, it's a wolf spider. And despite what everybody says about wolf spiders, they're totally harmless, and they're not nearly as big as people think they are. Other things of note, the crocuses have been bloom every day. I see more. We started off with yellow crocuses, and then we got the purple crocuses. The silver maple buds are starting to open. Depending on the tree, they're either male or female. 2 days ago, I found the first catkins of alder with ripe pollen on it. The catkins of hazel are getting large, and they'll soon also be having pollen. Back in the woods, I'm sure we're having a development of some of the plants there on the forest floor, though I still haven't seen the hepatica and the wild onion, also called ramp. I still haven't seen those, but I have seen a lot of the mosses. Mosses are really interesting this time of year. They've been under the snow all winter, and now when the snow melts, they are the first ones to show new leaves. You got to get down and take a closer look, but they're down there. And it goes on and on and on. We are getting the formation of vernal pools, vernal ponds. I've been looking at them every day. And as they melt, they provide water for the waking frogs that are reproduced in places like that. I'm a little concerned about that because we have not had a lot of precipitation. The precipitation for March has been less than normal. The amount of snowfall is less than half of normal. An interesting statistic when it comes to temperature, and that is we are about equal to normal. We haven't had that for a long time. That will change today, and so we will be slightly above normal for the entire time. As we get into April, the days continue to get long, and as we get into April, we look forward to things like ice out, which will probably be happening within a couple of weeks. And so, yeah, there's a tremendous amount going on. I'm right now sitting in the woods. I'm sitting in sunlight, and I would recommend everybody out there to quickly make your pledge and get out and do the same thing. Get out and sit in the woods. We are having a condition right now I call wind sprint. Now, many times I have talked about this condition in the fall, this period of time called autwind. Well, this is the reciprocal part of that in the springtime called wind sprint. Wind sprint doesn't seem to happen every year. Many years we have snows that linger well into the end of April. This year, however, virtually all of our snow is gone. The leaves have still not come out on the trees, and the greening of the forest floor has still not happened, so we have this little period in time in between there called wind sprint, and it's just a terrific time to get out and take a look at what's going on with nature. So yes, make your pledge. It's very much worth it, and then get out and take a walk.
All right, Larry, it sounds wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us. It's always a treat. Hang tight. We're going to talk with you off the air in just a moment. Larry Weber is the host of Backyard Almanac, and he joins us every Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD. In honor of Windsprin, I've been wondering what we needed.